And welcome to another episode of Walking Movies. I'm Nick. I'm wearing my Spider-Man hat. That can only mean one thing. I'm going to see a Spider-Man film. And today it is Across the Spider-Verse. Sequel to Into the Spider-Verse, which came out in 2018. Now, I can't remember when I started doing this. It might have been 2017, maybe 2018, but I remember when I reviewed Spider-Verse and I watched it in a double bill with Aquaman, which wasn't very good, but Spider-Verse was. And you know, I really felt like I saw something special when I saw Spider-Verse. It was just unlike anything that had come out at that time. Since then, we've had a few things that have come out in that same style, including Mitchells versus the Machines, which was by the same people, and was good. It was a really good film. But we're seeing more of that style now come through. The next Turtles film, which comes out in, when does it come out? About 8 weeks, I think. I think it's the end of July. That's also in the same style as Spider-Verse, but not made by the same people. That's made by Paramount rather than Sony. So I have really been looking forward to this film. I'm not going to cross there, it's busy. I'm taking a slightly scenic route. I've got some things to do before I get to the cinema today. And it's just cars everywhere. It's because the sun's out. Sun's out, the fun's out. But yeah, I've been really looking forward to this. I'm actually going to be seeing it with my wife and my daughter. And I remember, because I came home gushing about Spider-Verse. Couldn't wait to watch it with the family. And my wife adored it. My daughter was scared of it because he got bitten by a spider. You think that's every Spider-Man film ever. But yeah, so she's watched it since and enjoyed it. You know, she's a bit older now. So I think they're both looking forward to it, but I don't think she's looking forward to it as much as the grown-ups are. We're really excited to see it. And yeah, I mean, the trailers, I've seen one trailer, it looks great. I didn't want to see too much. I didn't want it spoiled for me too much. But I'm looking forward to it. I just need to make a slight correction as well, because when I talked on the last episode about the Michael J. Fox documentary, that is called Steel, not Air. Air is another film that I watched, and it's about the creation of the Air Jordan sneakers. It's really good. It's on Amazon Prime, if you've got that. So yeah, anyway, that's enough blurb before I go and see the film. Let me go and see the film and report back on my thoughts of Across the Spider-Verse. See you in a bit. So you can tell it's the summer, because I'm fighting off a cold at the moment, which is not great. But we're not here to talk about how I'm feeling. Well, we are, but not how I'm feeling in myself, but how I'm feeling about Across the Spider-Verse. I mean, all I can say is it exceeded my expectations. It truly was. It was like, it took what they did so well with the first film and just cracked it up a couple of notches. The animation was obviously stunning in the first film, but in this one, it is even better. It's a long film. It's 2 hours 20, and this was originally announced as being Across the Spider-Verse Part 1. There is a follow-up film now called Beyond the Spider-Verse, which comes out next year. So I'm not going to talk spoilers at all, but obviously this film finishes with unresolved situations. I think that's fair to say. But considering how high the bar was for the first film, even the fact that this could even like compete with this is incredible, and I think exceeds. I think the story with this film is even better. I'll tell you for why I think that's the case. I think because Across the Spider-Verse, no, Into the Spider-Verse, was definitely Miles Morales' film. And I think with this film, it's much more of a joint effort. And so it means that characters get more of a chance to shine. It's still very much Miles' film. It's still very much based around him. But I would say that Gwen Stacy, Spider-Gwen, she is the main kind of focus in this film. But only just. I mean, it's still a very Miles-centric film. You get to meet lots of new Spider characters as well, including Jessica Drew and Spider-Man 2099. And Miguel Ferrara, I think. Could be wrong. Let's just call him Spider-Man 2099. You also meet Gwen's dad, Captain Stacy. And yeah, there's lots of like surprises in this film that I wasn't really expecting, which was great. Some little cameos and other little bits, but the most important thing is the story, which it's a really great story, I think, and the animation, which again, it took that high bar from the first film and just turned it up. It's really incredible, the job they've done with this film. Completely blown away. My wife felt the same way. She doesn't think that this is better than the first film, but only because she loves the first film so much. Whilst I do think that this is slightly better, but only slightly. And my daughter did really enjoy it. She's not decided. She's Switzerland in this situation. I would say it is arguably more a film for grown-ups than it is for kids. I think there's much more in it for adults than there is for kids, which is quite unusual for an animated film, I guess, but it's not too much of a surprise, because I'd say the same with the first Spider-Man film as well. It was quite a packed screen, considering they were showing it quite regularly. I would say the screen was probably about 60% full, so that's positive as well. Looks like it's doing well, and we've only got to wait apparently until March of next year for the next film, which is great, because I don't want to wait any longer than I have to. Scores. Easy 9 out of 10. Easy. It's definitely going to be up there at my top films of the year. It's probably going to be my top animated film of the year. Just fully incredible. Should you go and see it? Yes, see it on the biggest screen you can. I'm actually planning to go and see it with my brother in IMAX, because he really wants to see it as well. So I'll be going to see it in IMAX, and I can only imagine how impressive it'll be on that screen compared to, it was still a big screen that I saw it on, but yeah, go and pay the premium, go and see it on the biggest screen you can. Just wonderful stuff. Right, I'll stop this. Thank you for watching, listening, and I'll be back with another review very soon. So until then, remember that Flynn lives.